Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Actually, what I want to talk about is I want to talk TJ Watt v. Miles Garrett.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that today.
Yeah, you know, because, I looked up some numbers to kind of compare the two. It was kind of funny, you know, TJ, as you remember, was a little butthurt that Miles was the defensive player of the year last year.
He wasn't happy. I thought his brother took the high road on that. I will tell you on that.
Yeah. So Garrett was asked to respond to that today, and Garrett kind of took the high road, but he's like, hey, you know what? He should feel the same way I do about when he won. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But so here's the, you're ready for some head to head numbers between the two guys.
Yeah.
So games played, and by the way, I'm just letting you know, TJ Watt basically has the advantage in all these categories. TJ Watt has played more games, 114 to 109, has more sacks, 104 to 95. More forced fumbles, 31 to 19. More fumble recoveries, 12 to 5. Pro Bowl, 6 to 5. Both have been named All Pros 5 times. Both have won a Defensive Player of the Year award. Now, I will say this. TJ Watt does not get held on every single play the way Miles Garrett does with no fumbles coming out.
I agree with that.
The head-to-head matchups now, okay? Uh-huh. So the Steelers are 9-2-1 when Watt plays against the Browns. The Browns are 4-7-1 against the Steelers.
Yeah, but you're talking about 22 guys. Keep going.
I know.
Yeah.
When they both play, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh leads 7-2-1. So there you go. There is your head-to-head comparison statistically between TJ Watt and Miles Garrett.
Gee, thanks. But I thought he deserved it.
You know
last
what?
Year.
I took time to look that stuff up.
I know, but I mean, it's depressing.
Gee, thanks for that.
Yeah, you got a gee thanks because it's depressing stats. Like Phelps does this all the time. Like he digs out the let's just talk about going to a funeral kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they're both great players. And
yeah,
again,
they're both great players. And those numbers seem similar. And if Miles plays another year past him, right, and is healthy.
Well, look, I both of them, in my view, are going to be first ballot Hall of Famers.
Sure.
You know, again, I think TJ benefits because for some inexplicable reason, I mean, there are times that opponents completely forget he's on the field and he gets these wide open sacks, right?
Yep. Yep.
Whereas again, Miles, he's being held by two, sometimes three guys at a time, and there's no flags being thrown. Miles just has to kind of try and, you know, work through it. And we've seen him work through it with superhuman strength at times. So, and obviously the Steelers have you know, the Browns are basically the Steelers B, right? I mean, let's be honest about it.
Yeah. I mean, when the history of this battle started, I mean, it used to be the other way around, but there weren't many people around.
Yeah, things have changed in the.
I often find myself telling Steelers fans, "Hey, you know, remember your own history." And I think I quit saying that 10 years ago because they added another decade to the history, and I'm just like, "Can we just get through this game, please?"
Yeah.
And by the way, what do you think the stadium's going to be like? It's going to be terrible towels.
It's a you know what I'm calling it?
Bad weather, terrible towel night.
Here's something else of mine that's creative that you and Phelps can rip off and not credit me for. Since you've already taken craptastic from me.
Yes, I didn't. You say it.
I'm calling it the terrible towel takeover.
Oh.
That is what is going to happen Thursday night, is I think that it is going to be Pittsburgh Northwest. Steeler fans are going to take over. Again, I'm judging by what I've seen on social media.
It's an easy drive to get here, especially if you live in like Cranberry and you're a Steelers fan, or all these Youngstown Steelers fans that are going to be here, or all these people that feel like, oh, I got a chance. And then let's not forget that over the last two decades that we've been kind of inundated by Pittsburgh based businesses, grocery store, bank, real estate company. So, I mean, and I don't really have a problem with that. If those people were born on the Mahanganela, then they're Steeler fans. Knock
what
it out.
That's fine. That again, by the way,
the Mahanganela. You gonna tell me I'm saying that wrong now too?
I thought it was the Mahanganela, but okay.
Mahanganela. right?
I'm looking it up right now.
The Ohio and the
Allegheny. The
Allegheny.
You didn't think I knew that. See? Smart ass Andy Baskin.
Yeah, you grew up in Warren. You may as well. I mean, you could spit into Pittsburgh from Warren, couldn't you?
Well, I don't think I can say on this podcast what my grandma used to call Pittsburgh.
Really?
But it was called, I'll just say this, P-Berg.
Ah,
you can figure out where it was going there, right?
Was she a Browns fan? Is that why?
No, she just, I don't think, was a big fan of the city of Pittsburgh.
And it's a hard city to drive around in.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a fan of Pittsburgh. You had one wrong turn and you're in West Virginia.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. Other thoughts on the game, Daryl, as we kind of wrap things up here?
By the way, it is Monongahela. I was correct.
Oh, way to go, Corey Bjorkes.
You did it again.
I will always say that. I have no problem.
It's Bjorkes.
Bjorkes.
It's not Bjorkes.
He's probably our only All-Pro this season, isn't he?
No.
Bjorkes.
Incorrect. I think Denzel Ward.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Denzel, especially with the passes defended.
You know what? I think we should talk about this real quick, too.
Sure.
I don't think Denzel gets the respect from fans that he deserves. And I get it.
I don't hear him getting disrespected. People are concerned for his health. I think that's more than the.
No. Well, OK. Maybe the concern for the health is how do I want to say this? Expressed through Denzel Ward sucks because he's always hurt talk.
Yeah, I don't think he sucks. I think he's kind of a quiet guy, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm not saying
he's not super vocal. He's just, not. I mean,
it's just some fan.
He's who he is. I mean, I have no problem.
And I just don't think he gets the respect he deserves. That's just me. I think he's one of the best corners in the league. He leads the NFL in pass breakups this year. It was good to see him get his first interception against New Orleans. He, forced a fumble as well. He has played through injuries. The only injuries he doesn't really play through are concussions.
What's he supposed to do? He gets taken out by the league. It's not his fault. Right. All right, Daryl, before we go, listen, so you said that about Denzel. Give me one thing you want to see happen on Thursday night.
The Browns win.
Outside of a win.
Outside of a win. I would like to see Myles Garrett wreck the game for the Steelers. Just absolutely go in there and just destroy Pittsburgh's offense, single-handedly. I would love to see that, because I think if that happens, the Browns got a shot to win. But yeah, I mean, since you wouldn't take me and take my the Browns just win the game, that wasn't good enough for
you. Yeah, that wasn't good enough for me.
You wanted something more detailed and specific. Well, there you go.
All right, so I got two things here. There are two things. I want to see Nick Chubb get a little vengeance against Pittsburgh. I'd like to see him have a 100-yard game against the Steelers. I'd love to see that.
And the other thing, by the way, Kevin Stefanski hinted this week that maybe he was saving Chubb for Pittsburgh. That's why he only got 22 snaps in that game against the Saints.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I'm done with the celebrations after a tackle and pretending like every play the defense makes is the greatest play in the history of plays. You're a two-win team. Respect the game. Just make a play and get right back out there. Win a couple more games, and then you can be cocky about every play you're making on defense. I understand the philosophy of saying it's special to make a big play. It's special to have a sack. It's special to make a giant. I get all that. Let your teammates come up to you and say, hey, nice job. I'm just done. You're a two-win team. Act like it.
I can't disagree. And I thought, again, Ken Carman had a great suggestion this week.
I missed it. What was it?
They should do the Greenbrier waltz after every touchdown and big play they allow.